Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. I'm sold out. I want to talk about things that you must avoid in your relationships and marriages. The things that must never come out of your mouth. And the things that you must never do. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you points quickly, okay? Because I want to move to something else. So, when you are in a relationship, or when you are married, avoid shouting at each other. Hello? Avoid shouting. Avoid shouting. Who's there?
Who is there?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Avoid, don't shout. Talk.
Kuluma.
Some of you sitting here, you cannot talk.
And kulum.
Every time you must shout.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi uyamemeza.
Everything is like a fight.
Yonke into yimpi.
Are you here?
Nikhona.
Avoid shouting. Don't shout.
Ningalwi.
Ungamemezi.
Kuluma.
When you are angry, don't shout. Calm yourself down. And talk to your partner. Tell your neighbor, say, please don't shout. Don't shout. Why are you shouting? Why? As I'm talking now, am I shouting or am I talking? Huh? I'm talking. Can you hear me? So what's the point of shouting? What will it solve? Except for making things worse. Hello? Some of you just like shouting. The smallest thing,
you are shouting.
So, in your relationships, avoid shouting. Calm yourself down. When you know that you are a shouter, and you feel that you are getting angry, before you talk or do anything, calm yourself down first. So that you can talk with your partner. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. Shouting. All that happens is that you shout, then the person shout, then
we are memes. Now we are memes.
At the end of the day, some of you even start beating each other. But it started with shouting. Are you understanding? So don't shout. Talk to each other. And some of you have children in your home. And you are shouting at each other. Someone was just telling me yesterday that they were teaching a child. And at the school, the children have to dance or do something. And when it was this child's turn, the child said to the teacher, just give me zero.
What you could teach, I mean, I'm going to get
no, but try, just give me zero.
What does Zama, what you can't get grand?
Where does the child get the confidence to talk like that?
Umtwana uthola phamandla okukhuluma kanjalo.
To an adult.
Kumuntu omdala.
It's more likely at home they are seeing wrestling. They are
seeing ngempela ngempela.
Not on TV. Mommy and daddy.
Hayi ku TV mama no baba.
Wrestling, they are seeing kung fu, they are seeing
khahlelana.
All kinds of action that is happening there. Boxing.
Zonke inhlobo zetayela zokarata abayishayayo.
And so that child has no reverence and respect and all those things. Because anything that happens at home is a shouting contest. And then you get surprised that you can't control your child anymore. Because they are watching this shouting contest that is always happening before their eyes.
Amen.
So don't shout. Stop shouting. Number two, don't insult each other. Some homes here in Namapias.
Amanya makhaya la. Ulimi.
Usixela.
You are fool.
Usqobo.
You are ugly.
Some of them I can't say them in church, but you know. Ask your neighbor, you look like you know what pastors. You don't know.
I was.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
At least your home is better.
Okay, Kala could say right.
Some people in their relations, the way you insult each other. How can that relationship stand? Can never survive. Number one, the Bible in the book of James teaches us about the tongue. The way that James describes it, he talks about a ship, a big ship, is controlled by a little steering wheel. And he explains that the tongue, as small as it is, it can destroy a lot. And many of us, we destroy our lives, our relationships, our marriages, our homes, because you don't control the tongue. Your tongue says things that it must never say. You tell your husband, you say things that if your husband's friends can hear what you say, your husband will be so shy. He will wish that he can hide himself because of the things that come out of the wife's mouth. And some men, they abuse the women, the way they talk to them. You are useless. You are good for nothing. Can you imagine? These types of things must never, ever come out of your mouth. Yeah. Put your hands together for the Lord, please. There is a way to put your point across without insulting someone. There is a way. There is a way to say, I don't like how you are doing things, without having to insult the person and swear at the person and make the person feel like they are useless and they are nothing. There's a way to talk properly. My wife. My nana. Love.
Honeymoon.
Yes, indlela ogqoka ngayo.
The way you wear.
You can say it in a nice way. Instead of saying, "Ngaru mahosha."
Ngaphandle ukuthi uthi ngathi umahosha.
Maybe instead of even talking, just buy your wife a long dress and buy another one and buy another one so that they run out of the short ones. And every time they are wearing the long ones, you say, wow, as namhlanje.
Uti, yeah, my wife today.
Namhlanje,
today, my wife.
Eesh. Then you realize that she's gonna start gaining confidence and these long things they look good on me.
Wait.
Nobody has shouted. Nobody has insulted anybody. But yet what you want to happen is still happening. It looks like I'm not going to be able to get to my topic of love. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Look, I'm not talking to people in Silverton. I'm talking to people in Almapias here. And I know that some of us, we can't talk. We shout. We insult. I don't understand why you're insulting someone you love. What will you do to someone you don't love? When the one that you say you claim that you love, you insult.
Kodwa futhi uyamthuka.
Uthando lakho yazi nangilazi kodwa njani.
Your love, man, I don't understand.
You say you love the person.
Uthewe uyamthanda nje.
But you just vomit in the
kodwa uvela uhlazele kuyo nje ukhiphe konke.
You just vomit insults.
Umhlanzelo ngenhlamba.
We've been married almost 7 years now.
Asishadile mhlawumbe iminyaka isikhombisa.
And we knew each other 2 years before that.
And
almost 9.
I've
never insulted her even once.
Mina ngeke ngimthuke nakanye.
And she has never insulted me even once.
Nayakaze futhi noma ngithuka.
Insult.
Nakanye.
There is no need.
Asikho isidingo.
To insult each other.
Sokuthukana.
No need.
Asikho nje.
When you can talk.
Khona lapho ningakhuluma khona.
Tell a neighbor there's no need.
Tshela makhelwane asikho isidingo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm helping somebody here today.
Siza omunye la namhlanje.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, number 3.
Okwesithathu.
Never argue for the sake of winning.
Ungalwisane nokuthi uhlule.
Arguing is normal.
Ukuphikisana into ekhona.
As long as two people live with each other.
Abantu ababili nje mabehlala.
There will be differences.
Kuzoba nokuphambana nyana.
Do you understand? But some people, even though they notice that, lang you're wrong.
Kodwa abanye ngisho bebona ukuthi I was
wrong. But they will still argue.
But uzolokho efunile futhi ukuphikisa.
To make sure that I'm right at the end of the day.
Futhi ukuze kugcine yena kugcine.
Yet they are wrong.
Noma ngabe kungekho lokhu.
They can never concede.
Ngeka vume.
Yeah, lang bayise.
Ngeka vume ukuthi I messed up.
But they will argue.
Uzofuna
ukuphikisa.
And
argue.
Aphikisana.
And one thing I've noticed, right?
Ezinye izinto engizibonile.
When other people argue.
Ngenkathi bephikisana.
It's like when they notice that they are losing.
Kunokuthi mabebona ukuthi uyaluza.
Which is not a bad thing because if you are wrong, you are wrong. Tell them never say if you are wrong, you are wrong. There's nothing. There's nothing bad about it. But the way they feel, they feel like you are backing them into a corner. And they feel that, you know what, here I'm losing. Let me hit the blow so that you know I come out winning. And they may not hit a physical blow that will release something with their mouth, that the hearer will be scarred in the heart. And they only do it because they realize they are losing the argument. I don't know why people behave like this. That time they want to marry, they want to be happy. But they can't say, okay, I'm sorry.
Kodwa ngeke wenje uzehlise ukuthi ngiyaxolisa.
I was wrong.
Bekungini ngenze iphutha.
But they will just say, right. And then they will say something that happened 20 years ago.
Uzoshinta yenzeke eminyakeni eyi-20 edlule.
That's not even related to the argument. But it's
Lenda.
Just because they are losing. They are losing.
Amen.
That's the problem with arguing just to win. You are not arguing to build one another. You are not arguing to reach a higher place as people who love each other. But you are just arguing to win. And you want to win even if your winning hurts the other person. Hello?
Hello?
Have you noticed something? Some of these things that I'm talking about?
Amen.
So avoid shouting at each other. Avoid insulting each other. I think one of the reasons, you know, society has conditioned us. You know, when you watch TV, you watch a movie. They're already swearing. You listen to radio. It's music, they are swearing. So, swearing has now become part of life. You are watching a soccer game. Your team almost scored, they miss. And you swear. Ah! So, everything is swearing. Everything is swearing. So it just becomes normal to even say things that you shouldn't say that hurt other people. And even to the point where they are hurting people you love. I listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't swear. The last time I swore, I was in grade 8 or something like that. In high school, the last time a swear word came out of my mouth, I don't see the point of swearing. I don't. You can swear, and I can say the same thing without swearing. So I don't know why we have to swear.
I really,
for me, a person who swears to me, I feel like the person lacks emotional intelligence. My personal opinion. You can't talk, you can't bring across whatever you want to say, so you have to swear to explain. You are suffering from a lack of emotional intelligence. In my opinion. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So please don't argue just because you want to win. And in fact, if you are a brother, you must just be ready to say sorry. I'm sorry. You will solve so many problems with I'm sorry. Your home will be peaceful. Peaceful. If you just learn to say I'm sorry. Me, I've learned this argument. Where is it going? Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. And there's peace in the home and we move on. I've learned to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry brings so much peace in my life. But you can't say I'm sorry. You have to, I'm a man.
I'm sorry.
I'm
a head here.
You are ahead, but there's no peace. Your home is like Israel and Palestine now. Gaza City, everything is broken. Because you are a man. I'm a man. But if you're a brother, just learn. Let's practice. Say, I'm sorry. Brothers, I want to see you. Say, I'm sorry. Sister, the brother next to you, do they say I'm sorry? I didn't see you. Say I'm sorry.
Turning your clothes.
Baya tega. Pesi say I'm sorry.
Turning your clothes.
Huh? I'm So look how struggling.
Mbukusokola kanjani.
Nothing has happened, but he's trying just to come out.
Galiwa,
just to say I'm sorry will solve a lot of your problems.
Ukuthi nje ngiyaxolisa kuyokudlulisa inkinga eyiningi.
Me, the only time I argue
mina nje isikhathi la ngiyophisa
is if I realize that the thing that we are talking about is important.
Ilapha ngiyobona khona into esikhuluma ngayo
ibalulekile. Then I will. But if I okay, I'm sorry.
Kodwa mangibona ithinto engelutho ngizothi ngiyaxolisa.
Don't have time to argue about things that don't do anything. Isikhathi
nje sokuphikisana ngezinto engangenzeli lutho.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Some of you even beat each other up.
Abanye nizenkhahlelana.
If I slap you, ikuphi if I slap?
Where is my towel?
Ngishiyela.
I left it here.
And it becomes an argument.
Kuyoba indaba nokuphikisana ke.
Just to say, oh, I'm sorry, I put it there.
Ukuthi nje na if I slap ngibeke lapha.
And then you say, oh, I'm in love, Pastor.
Kodwa uzongitshela ukuthi mina baba ngisemathandweni.
Your love is very weird.
Uthando lakho liyafufa.
Hallelujah. In a relationship and especially in marriage.
Ebudlelwaneni kakhulukazi emshadweni.
Avoid always bursting into tears.
Balekela nje ukuhlala ukukhala.
Sisters, are you here?
Oh, sisi nikhona.
Avoid talking with tears.
Ungakhulumi ngenyembezi.
Are you listening to me? Avoid talking with tears.
Ungakhulumi.
Like I said the other week, if you are a brother,
mawubhuti,
and you are involved with the person who's always crying,
and unomuntu ozwana nayo hlale
khona, umlinda qede.
Wait for her.
My qede, okay, let's continue where we left off.
She finish asiqhubekela asigcina khona.
So that they learn that you don't get out of it by crying.
Khona uzofunda ukuthi awuphume enkingeni.
You have to talk.
Kumele ukhulume.
We have to solve problems.
Kumele
we have to get to a better place than where we are. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. Some ladies, they just cry. The dress now is a bit tight. They've gained a little weight. How?
What's wrong now?
I'm
gaining weight.
Are
you crying now?
Hey! You know the Bible says that we must deal with women according to understanding.
They're an
emotional being. So, a lot of them, and not all women, but a lot of them also, they cry a lot. So as a lady, notice yourself if you are a serial crier. You understand what I'm saying? Minimize crying. Try your best to minimize. You understand? And let's solve problem with your partner. Amen. Do you know some serial criers?
There are
people who are always crying.
What's wrong? My airtime is finished. Pish.
Oh, see your color.
Are you crying?
Hallelujah. Look at the nearest sister, say, sister. Avoid crying about everything. What number are we on? I've forgotten.
Number about
five. Avoid doing all the talking without listening.
Balekela ukukhuluma zonke izinto ungalalelanga.
There are some people in a relationship.
Kunabantu ebudlelwaneni.
Ukhuluma bona bodwa.
They want to talk them only.
You know, when Mam Ruti entered a relationship,
the time of
Mam Ruti and I, one of the things that I used to, always bug me, something that used to bug me.
I'll
be talking, you see. I haven't finished my point. And the person is already now also saying something. So I was like, okay, why are you listening to what I was saying? How is it that you already have an answer and I haven't finished making my point? It means that you are not listening to me. It means that you understand what I'm saying. So a lot of us, we never listen to the other side. We just want to be the one talking. You are always the one talking. So avoid being a person who's just, you never listen, you only talk. Your relationship will be better. Listen to the other person. And then talk. And then you listen. And then you talk. It seems so simple. But you'll be shocked how many people struggle
with.
They don't have the ability to listen. Hello?
Amen.
Listen.
Lalela.
Then talk.
Ubusuya kuluma.
In some people's home, we read on when out to
read. Kale
kuluma when awedo.
Pray.
Learn to listen.
Fundo lalela.
And then talk.
Ubusuya kuluma ke.
Learn to listen
from the lalela,
and then talk. Me personally, I love talking. And it's so strange because I'm a quiet person. But quiet as I am, I love talking. And so whenever I get someone I can talk to, I can talk for hours. One of my friends, when he calls, Mamrutu will be angry. Because we talk. Because of the person engages me. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So, to me, I get pleasure from talking to someone. The person hears and understands what I'm saying, and they respond in a way that I can see that we are talking here. It gives me pleasure. I love it. So it really bothers me when I'm talking to someone and I haven't even finished my point.
He's responding.
Now imagine when it's an argument. What type of argument will that be? Nobody is listening to anybody. Everyone wants to talk at the same time that the other person is talking. Nobody is hearing anything.
You
are not solving any issue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. What a shock. Tell your neighbor, say, learn to listen, learn to listen,
funda,
learn to
listen.
When you're in a relationship,
when
you are married, avoid always keeping quiet and refusing to communicate. Always keeping quiet and refusing to communicate.
And our phone when ukhuluma.
Sihle, there are people.
Sihle kunabantu.
Uyambona ukuthi lo muntu ukwatile.
You see that this guy is angry.
Or is hurt.
Or uza ubuhlungu.
Or something is wrong.
Noma khona
kuphi. I say, oh, what's wrong? Is everything okay?
Uthi hey, yini?
Ngishaphe
into ilungile. Mina ngishaphe.
Oh, okay. Oh, what happened? So, is everything sharp, man. But you can see that Auko sharp. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. That time you are angry. That time you are sad. But you don't talk. You are destroying your relationship or your marriage.
Ubulala ukudlalana bakho noma umshado wakho.
By being like that.
Ngokuba njalo nje.
I know this is one of my weaknesses.
Ubuthakathaka bami lobo.
My relationship with my wife.
Umdlalana bami
nomama. Has made me realize that I'm moody.
Bangenza ngabona ukuthi nginamamoods.
I never knew that I was moody.
Ngangazi mina ukuthi nginamamoods.
But I've noticed that thing about myself.
Kodwa ngabona.
Because the person I've married
ngoba umuntu engimshadile
is forever bubbly. Bubbly. Uhlale
jabulile.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every time.
Uhlale jabulile.
Just out of the blue she can just start dancing.
Noma kuphi nje unokusuka manje ayijayi.
Yeah, just out of the blue like is.
Kungonakele lutho.
And sometimes I realize that I'll be angry and
the senior is cutting nokubona ukuthi ngizokwata.
To a point that one day I ask myself,
ngikuze kufike la ukuthi ngibuze nami uqobo.
Why are you angry?
Yini ngkwata?
And I realize that nothing has happened.
Ngibona ukuthi anakwenzeka ngalutho
nje. And that's the day I realize that I'm moody.
Ngabona ukuthi oh lema moodza.
So now I'm trying to learn to be like her, to be always happy, but
ngizamukufunda ukubafana naye.
We are a work in progress.
Hlale ngithokozile. Kodwa sisendleleni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, so sometimes she can see that something is wrong and sometimes I don't feel like talking. But I'm trying, I'm learning.
Kodwa ngiyazama ngiyafunda.
Eventually to talk, to say whatever.
Ukuba ngikhulume.
I'm going through.
Noma yini lokho engiphekwayo.
Hallelujah. Yeah, but some people they never talk.
Kodwa abanye abakhulumi.
They never say what's going on.
Abasho inkinga zabo.
They are hurt, they don't say they are hurt.
Balimele abasho ukuthi balimele.
They are angry, they don't say they are.
Bakwatile abasho ukuthi bakwateleni.
And a friend of mine always say people like that are dangerous.
Umngane wami uhlala cha abantu abanjalo.
They are keeping everything in and it's building up.
Ngoba bataka zonke izinto.
And the day it explodes.
La kuyoqhuma
khona. Only God knows what they will do.
UNkulunkulu wazi ukuthi bayokwenza.
So it's not good forever not communicating.
Akukho kuhle ukuthi
especially to your partner that you say you love.
Kakhulukazi kulowo othi wena uyamthanda.
Learn to talk.
Kufunda ukukhuluma.
Hallelujah. Are you here? You've gone home.
Nikhona noma senihambile.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Ngiyangizwa ukuthi ngithini.
Learn.
Funda.
Stop this one word answer.
Yeka lelo gama lelo.
Sharp man.
Right.
Say ngikwatile azubani mani ungikwatisile
isho ukuthi I'm angry, someone makes me angry.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you don't communicate
mangabe ungakukhulumi,
you will destroy your marriage.
Uzomosha umshado wakho.
The person you say you are in love with,
lo othi uyamthanda,
when they go to work
ngenkathi emsebenzini,
there will be a sister there,
kunosisi lapha,
or a brother there,
noma ubhuti lapha,
who talks,
okhulumayo,
talks.
Okhulumayo.
Angithi wena ukhulumi.
Wena you don't talk angithi.
Yeah, zombie in the house.
Uri wrong tenor wena.
Khona okhulumayo lepha.
Someone.
And then the day they cheat on you, you become an enable, you be angry.
Ngelanga bezokujonela uzokwata futhi kakhulu.
But you also you are breaking your own relationship.
Kodwa uwe futhi omosha.
By not wanting to talk.
Nongakhulumi kwakho lokho.
And there are some people
and ikunabantu
that thing it goes for weeks
lent yahamba amaviki
not talking
ungakhulumi
3 weeks
amaviki mathathu
umuntu akakhulumi
is
a month
man
what do you think you are doing to your relationship
ucabanga ukuthi wenzani ebudlalweni bakho
and you realize that the other person in the beginning
and uyabona ukuthi lo muntu
oqaleni no let's talk
ebehe no
what's wrong
gqoguzela ethi asikhulume
let's talk
right
after some time lo muntu uzakhathala
kwesinye isikhathi is that
uqalile
he says started
go to their friends
aye kumngani wakhe
before you know it you've destroyed your relationship
and ukubona zobusumoshile
and the day that now you want to talk
ngenkathi
the person now has moved on and has other people
uhambile sambe nabanye abakhulumayo.
So don't just go mum and keep quiet.
Uvele nje wena uvala umlomo uthule.
Communicate.
Zama ukukhuluma niqhumane.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Have you noticed people who get angry for 3 weeks they are angry?
Ubona abantu abakwata inyanga ezintathu.
Basakwatile after 4 weeks usakwatile umuntu.
2 months usakwatile.
And some of the
them you don't even know what's wrong.
Oh, abanye awazi nokuthi yini inkingi.
Hello. So communicate, okay? Learn it.
Fundo kuluma.
Amen. And then avoid saying these things that I'm about to say, okay?
Balekela ukusho lezi zinto lezi ngizoyibala la.
Avoid using words that are, how can I say? Let me give you an example.
Angunike isibonelo.
Avoid saying things like, you are always never there for me.
Ungasho amagama ukuthi uhlala ungekho lapha for me.
Always.
Njalo.
Always.
Njalo.
You know some people?
Yazi abanye abantu.
You're always there for them.
Uhlala ukhona lapho.
The one time you can't be there.
Ilanga nje lodwa.
Then they say you are always there. Oh, just.
Bavele bethi uhlala ungekho.
One time has become always.
Lelo langa lodwa nje selu always.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So avoid using words like that where it's like
usebenzisa amagama njalo.
You give a perception that your partner is forever negative towards you.
Unika owakho ukuthi ahlale ngiyena khona.
When you know that it's not true.
Ngakho wazi futhi ukuthi akulona iqiniso.
When you know it's a once off type of situation.
Wazi futhi ukuthi kwenzeka kanye.
Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? You never do anything right.
Akaze wenze nje into elungile wena.
Ah. At least the person married you, that was the right thing.
Kodwa nje nakho kushadile yona into elungile.
Now the way you talk is like everything they do is wrong.
Manje lo khuluma ngayo ngathi yonke into ayenzile ayilungile.
We must avoid saying those types of things in our relationships.
Balekela ukukhuluma lawo magama emshadweni.
Because when we talk like that, we are destroying.
Uma ukhuluma kanjalo uyamosha.
You are always, you are never.
Njalo nje uhlala ungekho akazube khona.
Avoid speaking like that.
Ungakhulumi kanjalo.
Avoid saying things like I will slap you.
Ungasho ukuthi ngizokushaya.
Ngizakukhahlela.
I will kick you.
Ngizakubulala.
I will kill you.
Such words must never ever come out of your mouth.
Lawo magama mawungaphumi nakancane olimini lwakho.
Ever.
Cha. Nakancane.
Even I will slap you is big.
Noma kuthiwa ngikushaya
ngakho. Some people will even say I will kill you.
Kodwa abanye bavele bethi ngizokubulala straight.
Can you imagine?
Awucabange nje.
How can you threaten someone you love with I will kill you?
Ungasabisa kanjani umuntu omthandayo ukuthi uzombulala?
Sakukhahlela.
I will kick you.
One day I was driving to work some years ago.
Bengihamba ngemsebenzini eminyakeni edlule.
And next to where we stay there's a spa somewhere.
Lapha besihlala ngakhona bekuno spa.
And I was passing by the spa.
Uma ngidlula ngase spa.
And I saw a lady and a guy talking.
Ngabona wesimama nendoda bekhuluma.
And all of a sudden the guy lifted up his hands.
Ngibona indoda iphakamisa isandla.
And smacked that lady.
Yamshanga empala.
And it was a serious smack, like the lady went down.
Kwaku yinto enkulu ngoba wawa kwesimama.
Are you here?
Nicole.
And unfortunately for that guy, a van was passing.
Iveni yayidlula.
And in that van, it was a lot of people. There were a lot of people in the back. Maybe they were going to do construction or something.
Banginabantu abaningi emuva emotweni
babesebenza. They baphuma labantu.
They jump off.
Bamgqoba that guy, hey, bamshaya.
They kick him.
But I just imagine.
Ngiyacabanga ke nje.
You say you're in love.
Uthi ngiyakuthanda.
You call each other nana.
Umbiza ngo honey honey.
Oh honey honey. But you say things like I will slap you.
Kodwa ushinto ukuthi futhi
ngizokuhlahlela.
I'll kill you.
Ngizakubulala. And some of us even go beyond the words. We actually go to the actions. Go to the
magama. Ezebenze ngezandla.
Ubona indoda ikhahlela
look at a man, he's kicking a lady like he's kicking a ball.
And some of them, leave them.
Yeah.
It's a lady.
Where's mama?
Some of them, the lady is down. Obona umuntu
uyaqhubeka. It continues.
Hayibo. Hayibo.
Hey.
Listen.
Lalela.
This thing is bad. It's wrong.
Imbi.
It's wicked.
Imbi.
It's evil.
Iwubuthakathi.
But it starts by I will.
Kuqala nokuthi ngizo. It way started.
Before you know it, you see yourself ugqoba umuntu.
And ukubona uzoyibona ugqoba.
Leave this chair for the rest of the service.
Awuyakele sisitulo kancane la.
It must be a picture.
Kuzoba isithombe.
That we must avoid.
Ukuthi asikubalekele lokho.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Ngiyangizwa ukuthi ngithini.
Please never ever. It's not only the brothers.
Akusibo buthi kuphela njalo.
Some of the ladies, hey.
Nabanye osisi.
Hey.
Hey.
I once worked with a guy.
Ngayengahlangana
nendoda. He's got a scar here.
Inophawu lapha.
His girlfriend put that scar here.
Ugirlfriend wakhe uyo wamenzayo.
Angaz noma wamqwebe or wamluma or
angaz. I don't know. Khathi.
There's a big scar like. It starts by all these things, shouting, insulting each other, and you end up saying things like, I will beat you, I will...
Ushone into things of shy.
I need to tell you, in case maybe somebody else is not telling
you,
it's bad, this thing. It's wrong. Yes. Colossians chapter 3, verse 19.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them.
And be not bitter against them. That word
bitter
means don't be harsh. Number one. It also means don't abuse. So when you are saying things like, I will slap you. I will kick you. I will kill you. And when you actually start doing those things, then you are going against scripture. You are becoming bitter. You are becoming harsh. You are becoming abusive. Do you understand it? That's why I have to tell you, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. In case you are a lady who's doing this, sister lady, is wrong. It's wrong. Be a lady. Don't be an animal in the house. It's wrong. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So never say things like that. Amen. I will slap you. Amen. If you are married,
Maushatil.
Never ever say, I will divorce you. It must never ever come out of your mouth. Some people, when they're in relationships, they are always talking about leaving the other person. I will leave. I will divorce. I will go.
Amen.
Why are you always talking like that? We are here to stay. We are here to love each other. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people in relationships, their hand is always on the door. Waiting for the opportunity to run away and to go. That's why they are always talking like that. I will leave. I will divorce. Okay, now, hamba.
Go.
Tell anybody, calm down.
There's
no going anywhere.
I'll leave you.
Slayel.
You fool.
Some homes is a shock the way they talk.
Amanye amakhaya ke thusa indlela
abakhuluma ngayo. Never ever use words like that.
Ungasebenzisa amagama afana nalawo. Ngizohamba, ngizokulahla.
And then go. I don't care.
Anginandaba.
Don't talk like that.
Cha, ungakhulumi kanjalo.
You are destroying your relationship.
Umosha umshado wakho.
You are destroying your marriage. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, Nkara pastor is talking about you.
Mfundisi ukhuluma nawe nje.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like I said earlier, don't use words like you are hopeless.
Bengishilo ukuqalela ungasebenzisa amagama engathi uphelelwe
yithemba. You are useless.
Engathi awulutho.
Many years ago,
iminyaka edlule eminingi,
there was a situation
bekunesimo
where in a certain family
lapha komunye umndeni
the husband was the breadwinner
indoda yona be support
and he was the only one working
and yena besebenza
and his wife was not working
inkosikazi bengasebenzi
and he was speaking like this
ebekhuluma kanje
you are useless
awunalutho
hopeless
awuphewona ndawo
you know what happened
yazi kwenzakalani
the guy lost his job
indoda yaphelela umsebenzi
and the wife got a job
inkosikazi yathola umsebenzi
now what must happen now after you are talking like that
kanti ukhuluma zonke lezi zinto lezi
what must happen now
yini ezokwenzeka ke manje
because now the useless person now is bringing the money
manje lowo ngelutho yena oletha
and you Mr. Useful now you are no longer having
wena ngo ungqonqo ka wezina lutho
what must happen now
yini ezokwenzeka ke
So you never talk like that.
Awukhulumi kanjalo.
Because you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow.
Ngoba wazi yini ezokwenzeka kusasa.
You don't know.
Awazi.
And you are abusing someone telling them that they are useless.
Ukuhlukumeza umuntu umtshela ukuthi akana lutho.
Not knowing.
Ungazi.
That the tables can turn.
Ukuthi itafula lengajika.
And when now they have the money and you don't have the money.
Ngenkathi manje say right when so.
Now you have taught them how to talk when you have money and the other doesn't have money.
Usimbonisa ukuthi kukhunywa kanjani.
They learned it from you.
Bakufunde kuwe.
You are useless man.
Awulutho.
Why don't you wake up and why
yini ungavuka uyozama?
You taught them that language.
Uwo umfundisile lokho okukhuluma.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So be careful how you speak to your spouse.
Aphele ukuthi ukhuluma kanjani kozwana naye.
Because words they destroy.
Amagama ayamosha.
Words they break.
Amagama ayahlukanisa.
Hallelujah. Do your best to always build your spouse.
Yenza ngamandla konke ukuba wakhe owakho.
Do your best.
Yenza ngamandla onke.
Even if you feel that as lesson mina ngishade nje
noma ubone ukuthi hey lapha ngishadile nje kodwa
useless
ah kholuto
encourage your useless person
kokuzela lo lutho wakho
I know you can make it
umtshela ukuthi bebuwana uzoba right
and I know you know when you tell yourself that you're going to do something you will do
ngiyakwazi na baby mawuthi uzokwenza lokho uzokwenza
I know you
ngiyakwazi sithandwa somewhere
learn to talk like that
futhi ukukhuluma kanjalo
than just to be saying you are useless.
Ukunokuthi nje awulutho.
The more you say you are useless is the more the person will hate you.
Ingenkathi azokuzonta kakhulu.
But the more umkhuthaza every day.
Kodwa mohlala umgqugquzela.
Noma nje yazi I useless vele.
Even if he's useless.
But one day he will sit there and say.
Kodwa ngelinye ilanga.
Know the way this woman believes in me.
Uzohlala lapha.
Let me go try something.
Ngendlela lo mama ngiphethe ngayo ke ngenza utho.
Without fighting
ngaphandle kokulwa
without hurting anybody
ngaphandle kokuhlukumeza omunye
by just knowing how to talk to your spouse
ngokwazi nje ukuthi ukukhuluma kanjani nozwana naye
hallelujah are you going to do what I'm telling you to do
ufuna ukwenza lokho engikutshela khona
never say things like I blame myself for marrying you
ungasho izinto zokuthi ngiyisola ukuthi ngakushadelana
ha Ketile. So make it work. Don't blame ungasoli. Make it work.
Uyithathele kwenze kusebenze.
Some of you are not saying amen.
Abanye bena bashuthi amen.
Can you say amen please?
Ungathi amen ngiyacela.
Don't blame yourself. Make it work.
Ungayisoli wena, yenza kusebenze.
Make it work.
Kwenza kusebenze.
Can I tell you a secret?
Ngakutshela imfihlo.
Do you want to hear a secret?
Ufuna ukuza imfihlo yami.
Every single human being in a relationship
wonke umuntu namunye ebudlelwaneni
has a problem or two.
Unenkinga noma imbili.
You may be here
ungaba khona la
with your partner
nowakwakho
and you always complaining
and nihlale nibalala
you don't do this, you don't do this. Awukwenzi
lokho, awukwenzi lokho.
Thinking that when you get somebody else things are going to be better.
Cabanga ukuthi mawuyeka lono uzothola omunye kube ngcono.
You'll be shocked that when you leave this one.
Uzomangala ukuthi mawushiya lo.
And you go to the next one.
Mawuya komunye.
Problems.
Inkinga.
Problems.
Inkinga kuphela.
There's a lady that I'll never forget.
Kuno wesimame ngeke ngimkhohlwe.
She used to work in the same company we used to work.
Wayesebenza la engangisebenza khona.
And she left the company.
Washiya
enye company. To come and work at our company.
Wazosebenza kweyethu.
And that lady used to clash with my boss.
Lois mama besihlalelwa nani boss.
Shouting at each other.
Beraselana.
And one day
ngelinye ilanga.
She gave me a lift and I was driving with her.
Wangiphi lift ngahamba nayo.
And she was saying, you know, I regret coming to this company.
Abethe ngiyisola ukuza kule company.
And she said, you know, they always say the grass is greener on the other side.
Behlale bethi utshani bohlaza kwelinye
side. And she said to me, what they don't tell you.
What yini abangakutshela
khona? The reason is greener is because there's more manure there.
Intenze ukuthi kube green ngoba umningi umanyolo ngayo.
So you may be thinking you look at other people's relationships.
Ungacabanga ungabuka
ukuthi
abantu.
You think that he's going to be better than my own.
Ubuka umunye uthi uzoba ngcono.
You look at another lady, you think that they'll be better with my own than my own.
Ubuka uzoba ngcono kunowa.
You don't know that there's manure there also.
Awazi ukuthi nalapha kunomanyolo.
Maybe the problem will not be exactly the same.
Kapi inkinga ngeke ifane.
But there's another one that they have.
Kodwa kunenkinga
nayo. That will be bigger than you can handle. You don't know.
Ayikulu edlula leno ngayihengilisha.
And you are sitting in your relationship but you are looking outside the window.
Eh uhlele ebudlelwaneni ubheke ngaphandle
kwethu. Lati kungcono le.
Seems like it's better there.
Lati kungcono le.
It's better there.
Stop soling yourself.
Musa ukuyisola.
And just make your relationship work.
Yenza ubudlelwane bakho busebenze.
Am I talking to somebody?
Ngikhuluma kumuntu.
Oh, I regret.
Ngiyisola.
Try.
How?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never say things like go to hell.
Ungasho izinto zovuthi hambo shona sihogweni.
You call yourself a man.
Uyibiza ngendoda.
I hate you.
Ngiyakuzonda.
Why can't you be like Mr. So and so?
Yini ungafani noSihle?
You are ugly.
Umubi.
This marriage will never last.
Lo mshado nje futhi ngeke usebenze.
I don't think we are meant for each other.
Angabanga ukuthi futhi sidalelwe wena.
You are meant for who are you meant for?
Indoda, indoda yabantu.
And don't say things like I don't love you anymore.
Ungazisho izinto ezifana nokuthi angisakuthandi.
Hallelujah. Avoid saying all these types of things.
Ungazisho zonke lezi zinto.
In your relationships and your marriages.
Ebudlalweni bakho nasemshadweni.
Because people can't communicate and say these types of things.
Ngoba abantu ngeke bekhulume besho izinto ezifana nalezi.
The end result
okugcina kupheleni
is that these relationships never progress to marriage.
Ukuthi lobu budlelwane kugcina bungafikanga le mishadweni.
Or if by chance it gets to marriage.
Kodwa ngama chance mhlambe kuyafika emshadweni.
It becomes broken marriages.
Phinde kube umshado ophukayo.
Where people are in marriage but they are suffering.
Abantu besemshadweni kodwa besokola.
And they are always wishing. You know, some Christians are even praying that the husband will die.
Oh, munye abazalwane nokuthakaza ethi indoda ayife.
Or that the wife will die.
Or unkosikazi akafe.
One pastor said to another pastor.
Omunye wabafundisa
ukuthi. And this is a true story.
Indaba yangempela le.
He said this year is the year. This year she's going.
Uyahamba.
Can you imagine?
Awucabanga.
The pastor is dreaming and praying.
Umfundisi uyaphupha
that the wife will die.
Usikaza kafe.
It's because of all these types of things.
Zonke lezi zinto
that are happening behind the scenes.
Ezenzakala kungabonakala.
Hallelujah. You see in my marriage,
uyabona emshadweni wami.
I never try to say mam Ruth yazi asiqoke ngokufana.
Akaze ngeke ngithi nje mam mfundisi lesizwe.
To me it's some of the most useless things.
Into engathi ubulimi.
Where you are matching And you give a certain picture.
Has love
by a tandan.
Easy, they are in love.
When they get home, World War III there.
Impi yes tat.
Wrestling kung fu.
Oh, Jackie Chan abonke.
Mara mabe pumendlin.
When they go out from the house,
by a mesh.
They are meshing.
Sis man. Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling?
When Zabani slim.
Fooling yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't be impressed with outside things.
Don't
be, it's useless things. Haven't you seen these big people who have big money? They are still divorced. Haven't you seen? Still divorcing. So learn these things that I'm telling you. Communicate. And communicate properly. And avoid saying these things that I've told you to avoid. Hallelujah. Who was writing notes here today? What was number one? Avoid shouting. Hallelujah. Yeah. I wish that you came with Johnny. Or you came with Susan.
Because
when you leave here, they are waiting to come and shout at you. Number two. Don't insult each other. Hallelujah. Number three. Never argue for the sake of winning. Hallelujah. How many points do you have, by the way? Six, seven. Okay, number three, four, whatever, wherever we are. Avoid being a serial crier. Number next. Avoid doing all the talking without listening. Tell a neighbor, learn to listen. Number next. Avoid keeping quiet and refusing to communicate. Hallelujah. Learn to express your feelings in a proper way. Number next. Then avoid saying certain things, okay? What must you avoid saying? Number one. I will beat you up. I will slap you. I will kill you. How many have heard things like this before you've heard? Am I preaching something you've never heard before? So let's avoid these types of things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Listen. Sometimes we grow up in a society where, for example, beating a woman is normal. It's not normal, okay? If you are a member of Healing Fire Ministries, you never beat anyone. Okay? Don't beat your spouse. If you're a guy, don't beat the lady. If you're a lady, don't beat the guy. Hello? Don't go there. I listen to what I'm saying. If you are here, you are a brother, you are a sister, and you used to beat someone, my advice to you is when you go home today, go to your spouse, go to your partner, and say, I'm sorry. Hello? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Go say, I'm sorry. It will never happen again. I will never touch you again. I will never lift up my hand again. I will never speak like this again. I listen to what I'm saying. And I tell you, you will be the most happiest person in the world. In your relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. And let's rise to our feet. Am I helping somebody here? Alright. You know, with such wonderful advice that I've been giving you, the only thing that will cause your relationship to continue the way that it was is if you are proud and if you are stubborn. So if during the process of this series you've noticed a lot of wrong things that you do, please undo them. Do you understand? What I'm saying? Yeah. Don't continue doing the wrong things that you used to do. Hallelujah. The only thing that will make you continue is if you are proud.
If you are
a stubborn person. And the Bible says that pride comes before a fall. So once you've had wisdom and you continue being proud and stubborn, the next thing that is coming is a fall. Is destruction. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You know, there are people today, they are in jail because they beat a woman. It's one of the most foolish reasons to be in jail,
in my opinion. You've
thrown away your future, the future of your children, by just beating someone. No. Tell your neighbor, don't go there. So control yourself.
Zibambe.
And love the person that God has given you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, I want you to pray for yourself. From 2-3 weeks ago when I started this series, I'm sure I have said something that is direct for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? And maybe say, Pastor, I'm not in a relationship, whatever. But there are things that you see in your family, with your parents, with your aunties and uncles, with your siblings. And you see that this thing is prevalent in my family. When I release you to pray now, pray about it. And ask God that, God, grant me the grace to escape this thing. Grant me the grace to escape these types of problems that I see in my family. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and talk to God. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to intervene. Ask the Lord to take over. Ask the Lord to help you by His Spirit. Ask the Lord to help you to stop things that you know you must stop. Ask the Lord to help you with your anger,
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.